This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Like yesterday, we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see. If you open up the gates for me, reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Every move I make.
Every time I pray, I'll be missing you. Oh, why are we starting off with some "I'm missing you"? Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast. Right here on the HMB Radio Network. There I am. I like this sound much better. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so excited. Why did I play so much of that song? I'll be honest with you, Mamaholics. I did not fucking cue it up like I should have before I started. That's my bad. That's 100% on me, so I wasn't prepared. But I'm playing it because I know some of you listeners were expecting Johnny B today, but Johnny B unfortunately had a family emergency. And so I was like, I need to get this guy on here one more time. So I'll be missing this guy when I leave to Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
And stop telling people I'm your second choice every time I'm on here.
You're like, I wanted to get someone else.
It's Kevin from work.
This guy doesn't have anything better to do.
Well, you were gonna be on my super secret special edition Lonely Hearts Valentine's Day podcast, which I'll be recording next week, dropping next Wednesday. I was going to record it by myself because I'm single on Valentine's Day.
Did you just use my pain to plug your next podcast?
Yeah. It was slick, too.
It was really fucking... No, it wasn't.
If
it was
you
classless.
Well, how else are we going to do the last podcast with me and you on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already talked about rape, though, so we got that out of our system.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks for bringing that back up right as the podcast.
I don't know.
That's what we're going to open with.
I wasn't going to mention it after that.
No. All right. So we're done with the raping?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay. We weren't raping. We were talking about rape.
Not about doing it.
No.
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 Definitely not.
Definitely don't have a list.
Don't rape anyone.
No raping.
Anyone.
At all. It's not good. No revenge rape.
I think it's really good to start off on a positive message.
It is.
Of don't rape.
Oh, no corrective rape.
No, what?
Do you not know what corrective rape is?
Corrective rape?
Yeah.
Have I been doing it incorrectly?
Mid-rape, somebody comes up and they're like, no, son, no, watch this.
I didn't know that I was getting audited.
No, it's it's some dude saying off in the corner, no, I'm just here to audit, bro, do your thing. Do your thing, I'm just auditing. No. God damn it, Kevin. Corrective rape is this thing in a...
For the record, I wanted to move on.
Yeah, but you started it. It's this thing, I think it's in South Africa, it might be all over Africa, but where, because homosexuality is so frowned upon that if they find out a woman is a lesbian, a bunch of dudes will rape her to show her how good dick is to get her back on the right side. I didn't say it wasn't flawed logic.
I mean, it's efficient.
It's heavily flawed logic.
I guess.
I mean...
But yeah, no, I had never heard of corrective
rape. Hey, you know this thing you hate? We're going to give it to you even though you don't want it repeatedly.
I don't understand.
And then you'll like it, right?
I don't understand the need to qualify it from other types of rape.
Because that's the people who are doing it, that is their thought process, is that the only reason they're doing this, they're not raping her in a violent, disgusting, immoral way, no. They're trying to rape her in a moral way to get her going straight heterosexually.
I feel like they should just call it rape still.
They should. However, it's a rapist justification. It's not getting them off in the court system at all. Like, they're still...
Oh, they're getting off.
Yeah, actually, it is Africa. They're not getting many crimes. They're not getting many years.
But yeah, no, I think it's weird that they separate it from other kinds of rape.
It is. But there are... Well, and apparently in Africa, there's just a ton of rape. That's where the rape condom was invented.
That's a myth.
It is not a myth.
Women do not have razor blades inside of their vaginas.
They're not razor blades. They're small plastic barbs that penetrate. There's not a myth. Do you want? Do I have
That's
to Google this?
Cats' penises have those.
So do. Oh no, ducks' penises are corkscrews. No,
it's fucking horrifying. It's why basically you, rape.
Why would you watch that?
My roommate had a cat once. I hated it.
And so she, you watched it fuck?
No, she would let it go outside, and it wasn't like spayed or anything. And it always try to hunt me and like pee on my stuff. It was the worst fucking cat ever. And she would let it go outside, and it got like this, made like a white cat friend.
Wait, like the white, it was like, a white cat that was a friend, or it was like, hey, this friend likes white cats?
It was just a really bad dancer.
That was his rap name, was White Cat?
Yeah, no, but... And,
he did not go far.
And so the white cat would always, like, come to our window and be like, I want to come play with my friend, your cat. And then one time my roommate let it in, and it just fucking attacked the other cat. Like, grabbed it by the fucking neck. And my friend was like, I thought these cats were friends. And then I Googled, like, I was like, they're probably trying to fuck. So I Googled what cat sex is, and it's fucking rape.
Really?
Like the male cat, like... Every single time, we'll grab the female cat by the neck and like drag her into a dark, damp barn. I'm not. This is all on Wikipedia.
Please tell me it says he will drag her to a dark, damp barn.
I think it's probably says like secluded area, but
you get the idea. Yeah. Allie, then, if you're a city like, cat,
it like forces a dumpster. The penis in. Like the female cat wants nothing to do with this, and then if she tries to like struggle off of the penis. Her vagina gets all cut up because the barbs on the penis.
Huh. That's okay. So do you know ducks have spiral dicks? Because there used to be a lot of duck rape. So over time, female ducks develop spiral vaginas to prevent duck rape. So male ducks have spiral penises.
Wait. You clearly, obviously, just made that up.
I did not. I will Google it.
No Googling when I'm on when I'm on here.
Okay.
No Googling.
Google it later. I swear to God.
You will silently watch Gangsta's Paradise.
This is how I have to keep my screen running so it doesn't go black on us.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's because I let good. Videos run and I just mute them. That's my new Sherlock. It's still green crack is a strand that I have.
This is not a Sherlock.
Well, that's what they're called.
No,
the style.
Not Sherlock.
It says yes, it is.
It looks like whale semen.
It's not whale semen. That's actually.
I didn't say it was whale semen. I said it looks like whale semen.
Actually, that is whale
you think
semen.
I would put whale semen up to my lips.
Yes, 100%.
I would. Who would pass up that opportunity?
It depends. Is it coming straight off of the whale penis?
No, that's
because
very dangerous.
Yeah, that's.
But if someone was just like, "Hey, I got." Some whale semen on a stick.
Some what semen?
some whale.
Some whaybid?
It's Canadian. It's French Canadian for whale.
Yeah,
you
I'm
would
not
know that
Google
if you
that.
Were a learned man.
Says the guy who didn't know there was a South Dakota.
I didn't. I was pretty sure there was. I was pretty sure there was.
You know nothing of our country, our culture.
I don't.
I don't know anything about your country or culture either.
That's I don't know anything about that either. That stuff's not interesting to me.
See, I would at least want to know about where I'm from.
No.
No?
I mean, I know some stuff. I actually got like a C- in a Canadian politics class in college.
Oh, that's hysterical. Were your friends like, did you have any friends like
I mean,
A's?
I like never went to class.
Yeah, I can't imagine you
but
being
a
student.
But we had a presentation and like, I didn't know any of like the answers, but like it was a group presentation. So like whenever it was like, okay, does anyone have any questions? And like the class would ask a question, my whole group would just look at me and I would just make something up.
Where did you go to school?
University of Missouri.
I thought
it's a really good school if you like.
Yeah.
Go and try and stuff.
You're white privilege. You still got a degree, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it took me like almost a decade, though.
Who cares? That's a decade of party.
People who are looking for employees care.
Yeah, we do have the same job, and I do not have a college degree. Yeah. Like, that's, and I don't have a college degree to podcast. I think it's pretty apparent that I'm not.
I had a better job before this, though, that required a college degree.
See, I don't know.
That shit was stressful, though.
Yeah, like I don't like I was talking to my aunt last time I was up in Wisconsin, the Great Northern Tundra, and she was telling me how like she's like you're smart, you should go back to school and get a degree and you can get a, you know, a higher paying job. And I was like, why? My job right now pays my bills. I'm happy. I'm not stressed out. I'm a little bored sometimes, but that's about it.
I think an associate's degree would help these days more than a bachelor's.
I don't know. I think I like a master's degree, but that's field specific. You know,
dude,
what I'm saying?
You'll be dead by the time you can get a master's degree.
It takes what?
Not
4 years?
Of natural causes.
4 years?
You have to get your bachelor's degree first. That's 4 years.
Okay, so then I do
and
what?
Your master's another two on that.
Oh, that's nothing. That's 6 years.
Plus,
I get my
you probably
got
to get your GED.
No, I got. Yeah. I've gone to some college. I did a year at tech school and I dropped out.
What'd you go to tech school for?
I was originally going for web design, but I was thinking of switching over to networking. And then I had some legal issues, and I had to have more time available to work, 12-hour shifts, to make money to avoid jail time, which I did not.
How come making money helps you avoid jail time?
I had fines and shit to pay off from previous charges.
I didn't know that you were like a criminal.
I'm not. That's why there were fines.
Because of your Latino heritage.
All right, you son of a bitch.
I just doubled down on the ignorance there, didn't I?
You did, you piece of shit.
Why? I was proud of that one.
Why would you do that?
Because.
I'm not Latino. I'm a proud African-American.
Your complexion and mustache disagree with you.
It's not really a mustache. It's more of a sprinkling of hair on my upper lip.
I was trying to be nice, dude.
It's not. An,
there could
it's
be
nothing
some
to be
ladies
nice.
Listening to this podcast.
There's not.
There could be.
Yeah, I doubt it. There's like two dudes. Unless
I have a huge follower of ladies.
Your mom?
She's no lady, good sir. She is no lady.
She is a wildcat, a hellion, if you will.
Hey, I'm allowed to say it.
I'm saying it out of love.
You don't even know the woman. She's awful.
I mean, not by face, but I've called her 900 number dozens of times this week.
How dare you? Is it 900 the free one?
No, that's 800.
Are you saying my mom's giving up pussy over the phone for free?
No, she has a 900.
She's an entrepreneur.
It wouldn't be a bad gig. I've looked into it myself.
Ew.
Well, not to call in. I don't want to call the phone sex lines. I was like, I wonder.
You just want to help creepy perverts get off?
I mean, the money's pretty good.
I bet you it's not.
It really is.
I bet you it isn't.
Dude, back in. You want to know what got me thinking of it? Back
Who
in.
Who calls those things, anyways?
Mostly dudes. It wouldn't
no,
have been comfortable.
There's porn. There's like webcams and shit.
This was back in like 2000 and.
You're so old. It was in like 1976.
I was like, hey, you hear about this invention called the telephone? You know what some people are doing with
Let's
it?
Let's fuck on it.
Oh, you don't watch South Park, do you?
Not religiously. I've seen like a bunch of episodes, ever, like, but not.
All right, well, spoiler alert for those who are really excited to see how this last season ended a couple months ago. But it's like, you know, the whole thing, like the internet, like the people that were trolling are all about to get exposed, like the
I haven't seen an episode in like two seasons.
Oh, dude, it was like that's like the whole season arc now. It's like the 10 or 13 episode season arc is how like they started capturing all these like Sweden. Somebody trolled an athlete there enough to kill herself.
You have like 30 seconds left of my attention for this.
All right. Fast forward to the end. The whole everybody gets off the internet. And then, like, this old man is sitting there in a ranch. And they're like, sir, you were the first one to send an email.
Nine.
What did you send? He's like,
eight,
what do you think? Send
seven,
him a picture of my dick and call him a faggot. God damn it.
Sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not
No, you're not. I started to go, like, over the whole season when I was really talking about, like, literally the last 15 seconds or so.
Plus, like, if I really wanted to see it that badly, I'd, like, watch it.
Well, you don't have Hulu, do you?
And not have it explained to me you by know, some two-bit hack comedian.
Oh, that's personal, man. You can't. Why are you getting personal?
You called my Bob a phone sex operator.
Yeah, but I said she charged. It wasn't like I said she did. And obviously, she's good.
You didn't
I called
say that
her
clearly at the beginning, though. You tried to
Because you're the idiot that doesn't know that 900 numbers.
Yeah, because I don't call dirty sex numbers.
Why not?
I got Bacon to yell sex. I get Bacon to yell perverted stuff, too.
Just yells. That would be so messed up if you just started screaming all this like nasty, dirty shit one night, and then nobody ever sees anybody but you and your dog. Because your walls have got, like, if you fart loud, your neighbors have got to know.
I don't think so.
Really?
It's pretty insulated in there. Not insulated, but, like, you don't hear much outside of the trailer.
Because in my old trailer park, was loud as shit. Yeah. I could hear if my neighbors were arguing. It was super annoying.
Yeah, no, like, I can't hear, like, well, I guess they're not, like, noisy. Like, one of them's a single, like, 70-year-old man, and the two couples, are, the people next to me are, like, 88. So, like, they're not rowdy.
Yeah, nobody's fucking. As long as they keep the batteries to their hearing aids going, you're
I'm the youngest person in the park. Although there was an attractive looking like 20-something year old riding her bike around the park recently. I've seen her a couple times.
You should definitely creep through the park for the next couple of weeks and try to find her.
I think so.
That'll not be skulky at all.
Well, I mean, I gotta imagine she has a husband. Women can't afford trailers on their own.
They don't allow women to own property as magnificent as a trailer slash RV park. We can't both drink at the same time. We got to coordinate.
From here on,
that.
My goal is to create as much dead air as possible.
That's not good for the podcast. You shouldn't do that.
When have I ever been here for the benefit of the podcast?
I'd like to say every time.
Never.
Why do you
I'm
come on
I'm here to
then?
Burn this motherfucker to the ground from the inside.
Why? Why do you come on?
I don't know, dude. I don't do anything else.
Yeah. Do you,
although I'm going to miss the beginning of Supergirl.
That's
which
heartbreaking.
I'll punish you for.
You already are, sir. This entire conversation.
I'm glad I could be of service.
I don't even watch. I don't watch. What have I watched recently that was a TV series that was good? Oh, The Good Place. I like that.
You will not shut up about The fucking Good Place.
Dude, Kristen Bell is adorable as a just a little
shit. How much
money
would
person.
You pay to watch Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard have sex?
As long as he can do it dressed up as his character from Let's Go to Prison, what wouldn't I pay?
Do you like that movie?
I'm fond of it. I've heard pray tell that it is the best Bob Odenkirk directed prison movie written in the 90s.
I don't think it was written in the 90s.
Well, that's when it's the best movie. No, that movie is great, dude. I don't know why you're down on that movie so
much.
It's
not good.
It's so good.
It's not good.
It's so good.
I can do this all night. It's not good.
Bob Odenkirk wrote and directed it. I don't know if he wrote it. He directed it.
Yeah, and you don't see him fucking announcing it, do you?
He should. It's hilarious.
No, because he has a career now.
Let's Go to Prison is a great movie, dude. I don't know why you always got to be such a hater.
It's not good.
So good.
It's not good.
All right, Kevin's a hater, but it's he's Canadian, so
I'm American.
Probably likes.
Don't try to get me deported.
Posers.
I'm a citizen of this country.
Dude, you'll be okay for at least 6 to 8 months.
I went to the IRS today. I thought I was going to get deported. I thought it was a trap. A Trump trap. I thought it was a Trump trap.
Yeah, all of a sudden there's a bunch of illegal immigrants that haven't done their taxes, but they're like, they said to come here, get my refund. I'm here. That was racist.
It was.
It was.
Especially since you're Mexican.
I'm not. I'm gonna.
Was that just your real voice?
I'm too tall to be Mexican.
It was.
I'm 6 foot. Name another 6 foot Mexican.
He's eating beans right now. Wrapped up in a tortilla shell.
You're going to make me spit water on Will's mic. If I spit water on this thing, it could electrocute all of us.
No one can see what's so I can just say you're doing anything.
Yeah, I could say that we're sitting here fully clothed and not actually in little tight singlets with our butt cheeks hanging out. About to wrestle.
You're pretty much all talk about that singlet thing.
Well, I wanted to do it to mess. A little context for the listeners that don't work with us and are privy to our private conversations. There's a kid, Christian, that was working with us for a little bit. That was, what, like 22?
I don't know. I've never talked to the man.
And he's like a young kid, and he said he liked wrestling, so I was going to have Kevin and him come over for a pay-per-view. And then me and Kevin have, like, singlets on underneath clothes, and then like right at the beginning, just be like, all right, you ready? Stripped under our singlets, start screaming and see what he does. I thought it would be hilarious.
My idea did not involve singlets, although it could involve singlets.
You just want to pull your penis out on him.
No, I thought we were like, oh, hey, you should come over and watch wrestling. and then we don't watch the wrestling pay-per-view. He just watches me and James wrestle each other in the living room. And whenever he tries to turn the TV on, we put him in a submission move.
We just both, like, one of us goes high, one of us goes low.
Yeah.
We got to oil up first with some baby oil.
You keep trying to get me to oil up with you. You were like, let's go to the head shop. And they're like, we got to oil up first. And then you took me to a porn store.
Well, that was, dude, the look on your face was priceless. Where you're like, hey, wait, where are we? What are we doing at a porn? I'm like, yeah, dude.
You got to give me time to prepare for that mentally.
It's Florida. That's like 90% of the head shops are in or next door to. It is totally true.
There are three convenience stores that sell.
Those aren't head shops. Go to a place that actually
has a porn store is not a head shop. There's also like three head shops down the street from me.
No, there's not. I know where you live.
There's one literally I could walk there.
Then do it right now.
I mean, I'm not where I live. My house is parked out front, though.
I wouldn't be surprised. Folks, he has a small, shitty house, but he lives the life of simplicity that most of us wish we could.
It's not that shitty.
It's teeny.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shitty.
It's not a tiny house.
That's the most American thing of it. It's not giant.
Well, no, like, I would live in a tiny house.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's just not, like, pretty on the inside or the outside.
It's not unpretty.
It's like the Silver Bullet. Dude, you know there's a two-story Silver Bullet trailer in St. Petersburg?
I'm not talking for the rest of the podcast.
You're going to make me do this.
Starting now.
Damn you, man. So Canada might be the worst country ever, but... if you're not going to talk...
Are you getting the scratching?
Not
getting
the
scratching. Ah, that's too bad. I talked.
I wonder if I... Oh, yeah.
I can't. Am I supposed to be hearing this in my headphones? Because I can't.
You can't?
None of this is recording again, is it?
Oh, my God. I should probably check that. I haven't checked in a while. No, it's all recording.
It's not.
It is.
You have no idea what you're doing.
None.
Are you going to keep the podcast going in Minnesota?
God damn it, you bastard. It's Wisconsin. And yes, I am. I actually am getting a one of these.
You say that every podcast
tomorrow. No, I'm actually getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
It's huge.
You better leave room for it when you pack up and move to Wisconsin.
You said it right. You're so sweet.
Yeah, because that one I had like no belief whatsoever.
So you believe I'll move to Minnesota before
like
I move to Wisconsin?
My complete lack of faith in you would be hurtful enough.
No, it's fine because I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing encouragement, well wishes, and James, I'm going to miss you, bro.
Maybe I'm a reverse psychologing you.
I don't know what... Maybe you're reverse psychologing yourself.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you 100% know what a lot of words mean.
I don't think I do either.
Like reverse.
Reverse there. Reverse onto you.
Like no.
Damn you.
Brought it back to rape. Every time.
I thought you wanted to move on.
Full circle.
Pick a topic. Take a hit from the bowl or a bowl hit. Oh, this is empty again.
Apocalypse Race.
Oh, this is a fun
one. You really, really like the apocalypse.
I do. I'm all nuts for it and shit. All right, so we've established the apocalypse is going to happen.
You need to come up with theme music for Hits from the Bowl.
It would be nice. Ooh, just like the bong sound effect from that Cypress Hill song. Just like.
I was thinking Cypress Hill. Yeah, you should do that.
Okay.
Do it right now. Introduce Hits from the Bowl.
All right, Kevin's taking a bowl hit or a hit from the bowl.
That was awful. How are you a performer?
Why did you tell me to fucking do it? You are hateful.
The idea had potential, but just the delivery was...
You suck.
Abysmal.
Anyway, the apocalypse is going to happen. Is it going to be... Because now it could be robotic. So robotic, zombie...
I don't understand the race part.
Which it's a race. Which apocalypse are we going to get to first? Zombie, robotic, nuclear, viral... Or do you think the aliens will finally come down and be like, nope, you're done, wiped out?
I don't give a shit. We're going to be dead.
Dude, no, you got to survive, man. You got to have a winner's mentality.
This topic doesn't interest me.
At all.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to pick another one. Oh, this one's mine. I just wrote topics in protest. You always making me write a topic, and I don't want
I make everybody write a topic.
That one's not going to work.
Why do you fight the system? Is it that college mentality?
Who would you rather see
banned? Yeah, since Trump's banning black Muslims people. And, dude.
Half black people, half white
dude,
people.
No.
What?
That's too... Okay. First of all, let me turn your volume down. Jesus Christ, man.
We'll start this one again. Make the bong sound. we'll edit out the racist stuff.
No, it's in there. There's no editing.
Okay.
So, you're giving this show way too much credit.
I would like you to racially sensitively answer the question, who would you rather ban?
Okay. How about racist? How about chicks that don't swallow? How about... Ooh, people that chew gum loudly to whereas I can hear you from 7 feet away.
Dude, discrimination is discrimination.
Yeah, but a douchery is okay. You can discriminate against douchery. You
no,
can't
you
discriminate
can't.
Against skin tone.
No, people have a right to be douches.
They have a right to be
and
douches.
I will defend that.
And you can be a douche. I have the right to talk shit to you for it because that's something
you
can control.
But threatening to ban all the douches is
yeah.
discriminatory. And you're just doing because
that's
thing
a
that
choice you can make. That's a choice you made. They didn't make the choice
no.
of where they were born.
I bet you. There could be an argument made for nature versus nurture.
Yeah, but you still have a choice in like chewing your gum loud.
Maybe not. Maybe it was ingrained at you at a young age. Maybe as a child, if they chewed their gum too quietly, their dad beat them with a stick.
Okay, that sounds just like a dad that likes to beat his kids.
But you don't know that. So it's ingrained in their brain that they have to chew loudly or they get beaten with a stick.
Okay, then don't chew gum.
What?
You don't get gum.
So now you're regulating which kind of people gets goods and services?
Yeah.
Can gay weddings get cake? You bigot.
Depends. Are they going to chew the cake loud as fuck? Because if they're going to chew that cake loud, no, you don't get a fucking cake. You get tortillas.
You are a hypocrite. And a bigot, and
I am
not a good dresser.
First of all, I'm a magnificent, magnificent dresser.
I'm really excited you haven't pointed out that I'm wearing an R. Kelly.
You are wearing
George
an R.
T-shirt.
I am just so in awe of the T-shirt and your racism. I didn't want to attribute anything.
I'm wearing
good
an
to
R. Kelly concert tour T-shirt.
You could be a bigger fan of pissing than you are a hater of race.
Oh, I can't. I cannot be a bigger fan of being than I am right now.
Yeah, like, who was I talking to? And they're like, well, he allegedly did that. I'm like, nah. You can't say allegedly when there's video. And I've seen the video, and it's him.
Dude, you watched the video?
Yeah,
isn't
of course.
Isn't that child porn?
What?
Isn't the
Shit.
Video child porn? Dude, you're a monster.
Oh, my God.
Next topic. Sorry, I said something ironically racist about black people.
Okay, there wasn't ironically. I didn't film it.
What's your superpower?
I didn't even think about that.
Probably because you were too horny for kids.
No,
your brain wasn't working.
First of all, when that
all the
happened,
blood was going to your kid-loving penis.
All right, she was like 17, dude. Oh, my God. Why did you have to see? I laughed at the fact that I watched R. Kelly
pee on
somebody.
I'm just a mirror on society, my friend.
Oh,
that's
awful.
What's your superpower?
To turn back time and not watch videos for how a Canadian asshat will make me feel about watching him. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Quit making me realize stuff.
I'm the jerk here.
You could have just been like, hey, man.
I think your superpower is... justification.
Can my superpower be believing the justification? Because it's not working, man. Oh my God, that is hilarious. Though, like, I've never even heard anybody point that out before.
Yeah, I'm really, really wise.
I do not buy that for a second.
Well, you just said I pointed out something you never heard before. That's something wise people do. That's like some Charles Xavier shit. That's my superpower, Charles Xavier.
Shit.
Yeah, his shit. I could just, my no, shit could read your mind.
What would your superpower be?
Like, my ideal superpower?
Yeah, any superpower.
I always liked invisibility or teleportation.
I like flying more than teleportation. Like, I think I like the concept, either one, of just getting there now and getting wherever.
See, I'm too impatient even for flying. Like, I just want to be like, bam.
I think that would be neat, though, flying. You know what I'm saying? Like, just soaring, like angel and shit, just flowing down, looking down. Like, oh,
have
look
you
at
been skydiving?
People. I have not.
It's basically flying. It's fucking awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
I do feel like I would probably urinate myself. I hear that happens enough to where that they don't really fuck with you about it, though. Is that true?
Could I've only gone myself? Once, and no one peed on my flight.
I would have felt better if you'd have been like, yeah, dude, everybody pissed.
But I did, strange enough, when I went skydiving, there was like a skydiving, like an international skydiving competition. It was like in Zephyr Hills. And part of the team that I flew up with the Canadian team.
Nice.
It was kind of weird because I'm Canadian.
Huh. Like, yeah, we're the Canadian team. Like, hey, me too.
They went way higher than I did, though.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so there are levels of how high you go and showing? Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Because, like, they had to, like, go high enough and they had to, like, zoom in over, like, a lake. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we stayed for, like, a couple hours after I was done just to watch, like, the competition.
So it's people, like, doing synchronized moves through the air and shit?
No, it was like almost like an obstacle course when they were landing. They got points for, like, how much distance they went across, like, the river.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, a little pond, like, thing, like, a little circle of water. They got points for, like, style. There was, like, an obstacle where they had to go through, like, pylons as they're, like, landing.
Weird.
And they came out of nowhere. Like, you couldn't see them. Like, me and my mom were, like, looking up to see, and then you just hear, like, the sound, and then just out of nowhere, they're just skidding across, like, water.
Oh, wow.
Doing, like, turns and shit.
That'd be pretty neat, I guess, to see.
It was cool.
I do want to go skydiving.
It was scary, though, because the guy that was strapped to my back was named Skittles.
That's not okay.
No.
That's not what you want strapped to your back.
But I'm alive. And I accidentally left them hanging for a high five, and there's a picture of it.
Oh. Does he look just, like, really sad as the realization of what's about to happen washes over him?
He looks optimistic. Like, he hadn't realized that I was not giving him a high five yet. But it's like his hand's up there, and I'm just, like, giving a thumbs up to the camera.
Fuck you, Skittles. Was he, like, a big dude? Was it, like, worrisome?
Nah, he was pretty scrawny.
Yeah?
He was pretty wiry.
Wiry? Did you inquire as to why his name was Skittles?
I did not.
Were you afraid that he's going to ask you to taste his rainbow?
Afraid wouldn't be the right word. Enthusiastic, hopeful,
optimistic. this is the
cock
moment.
Hungry. I think that's more accurate.
Wanting to save money on the skydiving trip.
My parents paid for it. I don't pay for stuff.
That's right. You have rich hockey parents. For those of you that don't know, Kevin's dad was a goalie, and his mom was a team owner. Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. He says words. I don't listen. I'm usually on my phone.
My mom was a groupie.
His mom was Wayne Gretzky, and
dude, do you think if my mom was Wayne Gretzky, I'd be here right now with you?
That would be really weird. You might be. You might be like, dude, I just need to get somewhere where they don't have hockey to get away from this bullshit.
They have hockey in Florida. They just built a new hockey rink,
which is weird.
Up north.
Is it, like, Wisconsin doesn't have a team, and we border Canada, Minnesota, Michigan. Like, how do we not have a team when Florida has, what, three teams?
I think two. Oh, it's because no one watches hockey in America.
It's weird. It's only, like, major markets.
Hockey's boring.
Moving on. It is.
You hit... Your looks like an it. You hit it. You hit a $20 billion lotto. Start buying weird shit. Starp. Your T's also look like P's.
That one may have just been me fucking up because I'm a little... a touch.
That's good.
I'm a little on the illiterate.
What would you buy with $20 billion?
Just like the weirdest shit possible. Like, I think if I had that much money to just fuck off with, I might try to buy a Batmobile. Like, not just like a replica.
I'm pretty sure you get a Batmobile for like 50 grand.
No, like a fully functioning Christian Bale big ass tank like Batmobile.
What would you do with it?
Drive it around.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't fire the missiles and shit. I'm not a fucking sociopath.
Drive it around.
Sure, I would.
It has live missiles.
I will.
I'm just gonna ruin all of your dreams on this podcast too.
Why?
I'm gonna take this.
Oh, start an exotic animal farm in my backyard.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. I'm going to have a Cayman pit.
So you basically would be Hugh. You'd make yourself Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, having a wild, exotic animal kingdom and having a bunch of whores in bathing suits is not the same thing.
He has, like, peacocks and monkeys and shit, too.
I don't give a fuck about a peacock, bitch.
Don't you ever watch Cribs?
There are peacocks in Florida. I saw a peacock attack itself in the reflection of a car at a fucking comedy club on like a Friday night. And it was just like, oh, yep, this seems
that
about right.
Like a really sad poem.
It's the worst haiku in history. Saw a peacock attack itself in a car. Nobody at the show.
I wouldn't go crazy with $20 billion.
No, that's the whole, I mean.
Like, I would, like, but like, I can't even imagine anything ridiculous that I would buy.
Like, honestly, if I had that much money, because like, you know, when the lotto was all huge a couple, like last year or whatever, I bought a ticket a couple times, like, eh, let's see if I hit it.
Like, I would just buy like a couple houses.
I wouldn't even do that.
Each house.
I would buy one modest home. I would buy like, you know, a nice car that's going to last me for a while. I'll tuck some money in the bank to like live off of. But most of it would be, like, donated to charity to get the fuck away from me.
You wouldn't give any to your child?
Well, yeah. I mean, chill, because you only need, like,
you,
$10 million you, in the bank.
You just hypothetically got $20 billion and then immediately stopped thinking of your child.
No, if you put $10 million away, you'll make $100,000 a year in the interest alone. That can carry somebody through for life. She doesn't need $1 billion. She quit. Don't shake your fucking head at me, Kevin.
No one would have even known I was shaking my head.
They can,
you could have changed the narrative.
I could hear it.
You had an opportunity.
Kevin, put your shirt back on.
There we go. That's what you got to do.
Kevin, stop. No, you wouldn't. You can't think of like anything just weird, like a waterfall in your backyard.
No.
Oh.
Like that to me would just like that would just break all the fucking time.
A baby giraffe.
And I would have to fix it.
One of the miniature giraffes, like in that old DirecTV commercial.
No, that'd poop everywhere.
Yeah, but if it's only like 6 inches tall, like it'd be like a little rabbit turd. You no. Just have like a little Kleenex, pick it up with the Kleenex.
Also, not real.
No,
not
but it'd
that
be
exists.
Adorable.
Were you one of the people that fell for the mermaid documentary on the Discovery Channel?
What do you mean fell for? You mean the true story of? Yeah. I watched
I
the true.
Love. I fell for a mermaid I saw on there. She was beautiful.
Oh, have you seen the movie Mermaid on Netflix? It's about like a killer fucking mermaid on this little island. It has like. And two American actresses, and then it's done cheaply because everything else is in, like, Eastern Europe.
Is it like a sci-fi movie?
Same quality. It's on Netflix, yeah, but it's just along the same lines.
Your Netflix pearl?
No. Oh, God, no.
I'm counting it as your Netflix pearl.
No. I have, like, four of them.
Oh, good. So, like, 45 minutes of this podcast is you going to be summarizing garbage movies to me?
Oh, they're so good. Why are you going to be such a hater? Why did I have you on here to be a hater?
It's my last time on here. I got to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, you could do it by like trying to uplift the podcast, take it to a new shining level. You've had some great podcasts, and this is how you want
to
go out.
I'm taking this to a whole new level right now.
Yeah, but not upwards.
No, that's not. Whoever said that was my goal.
That should be your goal. Who hurt you? Who touched you as a child? Show me on me where you were touched as a child.
I molested myself. That's how real I was.
Nobody was getting it.
I sexually molested myself to the point where I'm emotionally damaged right now.
Nobody was taking a grab at it. So I was like, I'm going to show you fuckers what to do with me. See the thumb? Right up there.
I would just walk into my dad's business meeting. Like, oh, you pussies. Yeah. And then I would just fellate myself.
Yeah. Rolling around on the ground in like a little pill bug. What's the last topic there, buddy? What'd you pull out? What you got?
The pending civil war. Do you fight or hide?
Yeah, man. It kind of looks like, if you believe Facebook, there's going to be a civil war soon.
I'm going to Canada.
Oh, you're gonna run home?
Like, in 2 weeks. Remember, my mom gets my passport situation figured out.
As soon as you get that money from the IRS?
9 weeks. They said within 9 weeks I should get it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They said it'll probably be sooner, but they said, like,
that's
if
like
it takes
tops.
9 weeks, don't be surprised. I was like, it's taken a year so far.
That's so ridiculous. It's so funny how, like, when they're going to pay you, it takes
it literally,
forever.
Like, they had me tagged for fraud.
Why?
I had moved around. Like, in, like, the last year, I've lived in, like, four different places. And they said that, like, fraud is pretty rampant in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they tag, like, anything that looks fishy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I finally, it just took me a while to get a hold of them out of laziness on my part. And their phone always being busy or disconnected or technical difficulties or something.
Like when I was receiving food stamps, because I'm not going to lie, I received food stamps for a bit. If I like tried to call because I had an issue, you would call it would ring forever. You'd get put on hold for like a little bit, and they'd be like, nobody's available to answer your call. Try again later. Click. Like, doesn't even give you an option to keep holding. So basically, you just like let it ring for 15 minutes, and then it's like, nope, bye, start again.
And all I literally had, like, I had to make an appointment. And I literally just, like, went in there, showed her my ID. She hit, like, 3 keystrokes. I pretended to like her framed puzzles, and then I left. And that was it. Like, I couldn't do that over the phone.
You pretended to like her framed puzzles?
I actually did like her framed puzzles. They were neat.
I know you did. I tried to do a puzzle not that long ago.
What kind?
Matrix.
I had a Marvel puzzle recently that was pretty sweet.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I gave it to those homeless women at work, though.
Man, fuck them.
Hopefully, that was the plan. Grease them up a little bit with the Marvel puzzle and then...
Hey, ladies.
Slide right in there.
So, all right, this is probably going to be one of the worst things I ever say. But it was like, really funny in my head. The other day when we were at the meeting... or not the other day when we were at the meeting. The one a while ago when there's the Washington shooting at the Macy's store. And somebody asked Sherry, they're like, hey, do we know why he did it? She's like, oh, we think his ex-girlfriend worked at the store. I don't know why, but my first instinct was just to yell out, bitches, am I right? And I was just like, oh, my God, that is the worst possible thing to say in this situation. But I wanted to say it so bad.
I think you said it to me.
Yeah, but that's I didn't say it's it in the...
Inappropriate.
Yeah, they yell it in a meeting in a room full of people.
I'm a person with feelings.
No, you're not. You've told me several times that you
my
not have
my grandpa was shot in a Macy's.
No, he wasn't.
Which
you
is
son
a
of
story
a
completely unrelated to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, it's a retail store, and that's the only similarity.
Lots of grandpas get shot in department stores.
All over. It's like a date in America that's actually not that far off.
I don't think a lot of old people get shot.
I don't know why not. They're not. You know, there's a.
They're probably really easy to shoot.
There's a school shooting thwarted just what like a week or two ago around here.
Thwarted.
Thwarted. I want to
spell it.
Thwarted.
I have no idea. I wasn't listening to you.
Thwarted. They had a plan to shoot up the school, and I guess they sent some like text messages or something to some kids that they were friends with, and they're like, "Hey, make sure you wear white tomorrow, and if shit starts going down, say you know this word or whatever," like basically like trying to help out certain people to not get shot, but like apparently they had plans to walk into school and just start tearing shit up.
That's
but
fucking amateur.
One of the kids snitched, you know, because he had a soul, and he's like, "Hey, I think a bunch of people are gonna get murdered tomorrow." So, thwarted.
That's amateur.
It is.
Like, why not just shoot, not shoot? Like, can you not, like, tell your friends?
I've never been in a mass shooting. I imagine there's a lot going on. People running around, screaming, yelling. It's Lakeland, so they might have to worry about students firing back. You know, some freshman fucking popping out of a locker with a Glock.
I don't think I've ever been to Lakeland.
It's not a great place.
It sounds nice. The land of lakes. Isn't that what Wisconsin is?
No, that's Minnesota. Wisconsin is a dairy state.
Is there a difference?
I'm going to cut you with a rusty razor
blade. See, you're not, though. You always say you're going to cut me, and I've
You say that so disappointed, uncut. Like you really want me to cut you.
I mean, I would like you to be a man of your word, so I can respect you. But if that's not what you're going for, if you want to be respected, then...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Don't cut me.
I want you to hear when I'm in the news for stabbing somebody, he literally asked me to do it. He asked me to cut him.
I didn't ask. I just... If you had respect for yourself.
I think...
You would either cut me or you would stop threatening to cut me.
I think you've known me long enough to realize that I have no self-respect, sir.
No, you know, you don't. Not your fault, though.
We work together. You've seen me.
We work together at the oil refinery.
Turning that crude into gasoline.
That's where me and you work, at the oil refinery.
You know, I'll be in the Midwest. Maybe I'll go down to North Dakota, work on the pipeline.
You mean up to North Dakota?
No. You don't know geography. You just may be.
Why would it be called North if there was something above it?
Everything's above it. Because out of the two Dakotas, it's the North one.
I thought we already established there's not a South one.
No, we established you didn't know there was a South one.
We established I wasn't sure if there was a South one.
I honestly didn't think there was a South. No, there's a definitely a South Dakota.
I don't.
There's a South Dakota. There's a West Virginia.
Two facts about it.
It's south of North Dakota.
No, that doesn't count.
It absolutely counts.
No, it doesn't. I'm making the rules here, bub.
All right. Its capital is Bismarck.
It's not.
It is.
No.
It is.
No. It's like the capital of Germany. You can't just make that up.
You know what? Oh, my God. All right. As soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm looking it up. Bismarck. Bismarck, North Dakota. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And what's the other? Yeah, don't do that.
There's no more topics.
Yeah, I know. I can see that. When you turn the bowl upside down, nothing fell out. I was trying to wrap up about South Dakota and all the facts I know.
I'll throw at you.
But I know so much facts about South Dakota.
You don't know any facts about South Dakota. You just made up the capital.
Bismarck.
This is why you need more topics.
No, we don't.
I think we do.
This is fine.
We never talked about topics.
Yeah, you said it was in protest when it's something else. Well, what's your Netflix for?
What are your favorite topics?
Obviously, the apocalypse, which you refuse to talk about, which makes me sad because the apocalypse is amazing.
I feel like you talk about it every podcast.
Not every podcast. Well, you know, it's happening.
The apocalypse is the let's go to prison of the topic bowl.
It's better than you give it credit
Except
for.
It's
Quit hating.
The note that says apocalypse race that may or may not be spelled correctly. I can't read it.
It's definitely spelled correctly.
It's better written than Let's Go to
Why
prison.
Are you such a hater on Let's Go to Prison? It is such a fantastic movie.
Do you want to talk? We can talk about the apocalypse.
We're not talking about the apocalypse.
To me, the apocalypse.
No, now you don't deserve to talk about the apocalypse.
It's Let's Go to Prison.
I hate you. Why? What is your, Jerky McJerk Face. Tell us a good movie. Tell us your Netflix pro.
I didn't have one prepared. You got to go first.
All right. I think I did Hand of God last week. So this week, I have a bunch of them saved in my phone.
You're not looking anything up.
I'm not looking it up. I have it on my notepad.
You're looking.
Fine.
That's looking it up.
Roger Corman's Death Race 2050 on Netflix right now is everything you could possibly want in a cheesy, gory death race movie. It's a, over the top. Frankenstein's half robot. People are just, you get bonus points for killing citizens.
That's what I thought you meant by apocalypse race. Like some sort of like apocalyptic race.
That one could be fun. Ooh, maybe that's what I'll change the topic to in the future. Do you want to do an apocalypse race?
I wouldn't know where to take it. Like what kind of car would you use?
Well, I'm assuming whatever you could find that you could build around. Maybe something with
is this a race during the apocalypse like Mad Max, or is it just like his society normal and we're just like a bunch of people who go on this death race?
It could be a little. It could be Mad Max where it's like the apocalypse has happened and everybody's living in these like small towns and like that. But then all the towns get together with a representative to have a big race across the desert. And there's like everybody, like all the towns bet their supplies. So like the water town bets like gallons of water.
What town would you be a part of?
You would think the water town, but maybe the bullet town, the town that has all the bullets. That seems probably like the safest. Like nobody's going to attack the town with all the bullets.
But what if they want the bullets?
Yeah. You're going to bum rush the place that has the things that'll kill you?
I mean, I'm sure some of the bullets are in boxes.
Yeah, but I mean, how hard is it to open a box of bullets?
Probably pretty difficult. Like, probably pretty heavy crates of bullets.
You give it some big guys.
No.
Why? We're getting way too deep.
There's got to be malnourishment. There's no big guys.
Well, okay. Well, what towns would there all be? Because what supplies you would need?
I don't know. I didn't want to talk about this.
You fucking asshole. Oh, Kevin, you are the worst person in history.
Thank you.
Welcome to my podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast.
Is it over?
No.
How long have we been here?
We haven't even started.
How long? We haven't. Are you recording this?
No. This is all practice, and I'm glad I practiced.
I better not miss Supergirl, you son of a
bitch. Oh, you're going to miss every second of Supergirl.
She's so hot.
I'm actually going to drive to your house, take down your TV antenna so you can't get reception to watch Supergirl.
I have the CW app so I can watch it whenever I want.
Why? I don't even know where to begin the questioning on that.
It's free. I just downloaded it.
CW has an app?
It's just like anything. Like Fox has a streaming thing.
Do they really?
Yeah.
For like their recent shows though?
Yeah. Actually, I think CW's is the one that's like, most of them you have to like have like a Bright House network ID to get them.
Yeah.
But I think CW is just free to everyone.
Huh.
I guess I have like the FX one. So I can watch FX shows.
I see. I thought the FX one you'd have to have like Bright House for.
I stole my parents' account.
Fair enough. That is a.
They gave it to me. I didn't steal it.
So my friend brought over the PlayStation 4 virtual reality the other day, and Resident Evil.
Was it cool?
It's so cool. Like the whole virtual reality overall. Like it to kind of get back to what you love talking about so much, like the robot apocalypse. If it were to happen, it could very easily be like a Matrix-style thing because the virtual reality is so cool. Like, you're in whatever's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was one where, like, you know, you lift up your hands and you see your fucking hands and you're looking down and you've seen your body and there's people next to you and there's shit happening. Like, you have peripheral. You can fully spin around and there's live shit happening behind you. Like, there's no part of you that's not completely immersed and they take care of all aspects of the universe.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Oh, it's... Like, with the Resident Evil, it was pretty fucking scary. Like, it was insane. Like, you try to get up this ladder, and this dude fucking grabs you and, like, grabs your gun and, like, blows his own head off. Like, he's a zombie, obviously, so he doesn't care. But, like, it's just crazy, like, how quickly shit'll pop up, and, like, you'll kind of see in your peripheral, and you'll turn, and then it's just bam! And it's right there, and you feel like you could reach out and touch some of this shit.
Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that.
It's not bad. Somewhat like the Resident Evil one was scary, but like the way that they have the movement set up, it kind of made me queasy.
I don't even think I would enjoy like just like using it to like skip through a field of lilies.
No, there's some like really cool shit. Like one of the fun games was this game called Job Simulator, and it was like in the future, quote unquote. Like it was really cartoony, but it's like you're an employee. And so you go through, like, different jobs. Like, you're a clerk in a gas station, and it teaches you how to, like... It's like, oh, you have to take money from people and, like, make change. And then, like, this lady goes to the bathroom, and her kid starts demanding sugar. So you have to start throwing shit at her, like gum and, like, candy. And she gets all hyped up and then goes back with her mom. And it's like, oh, nightmare kid. Like, just really stupid but kind of fun little stuff.
Scares the hell out of me.
See, you'll be one of the few. You'll never get plugged in. You'll be the resistance.
No, I'm not going to resist anything.
Then you got to plug in. You either got to plug in or resist, unless you're going to go hide like a little bitch.
Oh, I mean, I don't think I'll hide like a bitch. I think I'll
hide like a man.
Manly hiding. I'm a pretty manly hider.
I'll be hiding. Like, you won't see me, but trust me, I'll be standing tall where I'm hiding.
Just me and beef jerky, porn in a cave. That's all I need.
You're going to need water, dude, because you are going to get dehydrated.
No, you can get water out of the semen. There's a process.
I am so glad that I continued on with that line of questioning.
You basically just eat the semen, and all then right. Your body digests it.
Ugh.
It's an internal process.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the views and medical opinions of Kevin are those of his and his alone.
Facts. Medical facts.
Medical fat. Eating semen.
Are you
semen
telling me that you can't medically eat semen?
You can medically eat just about anything. I'm saying I don't know if there's going to be water extracted from it.
Yeah, our bodies are like 90% water. So you should read a book.
I don't think that that's how that translates, dude.
Read a book.
I've read several comic books, and none of them have ever mentioned, and I've read a couple of them that mention semen. They just don't mention extracting water
from it.
Thanks
to those cookies you gave me this weekend, I read like so many comic books.
Dude, I ate like six of them at work today.
Good Lord.
Just all throughout the day, I just... Reach out and pop
do that
a little
at
cookie.
An oil refinery?
I know the oil refinery is. I'm gonna
she'll catch on fire.
I'm gonna blow something up.
That's the lifeblood of America.
I'm gonna kill some penguins.
Don't kill penguins.
Not penguins. I'm sorry. Pelicans.
Yeah, you can kill pelicans. They're
those
really
are sons of. My dad actually. He was telling me a story.
Kill a pelican?
Yeah, him. And, well, his friend did. They were fishing off a dock, and the guy caught a fish, and he was bringing it up, and he was like trying to jump along the top of the water. I think he said it was like a ladyfish, and they jump a lot. A ladyfish. It's
mermaid.
God damn it. Mermaids don't jump out of the water unless there's just one sailor.
They're ladyfish, though.
They are ladyfish. But the ladyfish, yeah, she has bigger eyes than a mermaid. They're huge. It's rather weird.
How do you know that?
Because I've caught ladyfish.
Have you caught a mermaid?
I've never caught a mermaid.
Exactly. So you have no idea.
I've caught a ladyfish, not a mermaid.
Yeah, so you have no idea how big a mermaid's eyes are.
They're human. So how big is a human's eyes?
What if it's a reverse mermaid?
Ooh. I don't think I'd want to fuck it then.
But but then it would have a vagina.
I'm sure the fish would have a vagina, wouldn't it?
It would be a fish vagina.
Yeah, but it's not a person.
You don't know if it's... No, the bottom half is a fish. That's the point of a mermaid.
Yeah, I understand the concept. I watched the documentary, the 100% factual true life documentary.
But yeah, no, but it would not be a human vagina.
You know, I've never thought about that. Yeah, blowjobs.
Yeah.
She get, you know, all the water that she needs from...
So basically a mermaid's a perfect girlfriend.
Yeah, because all she can do is please you.
You can't drown her, though, which isn't ideal.
Drowning your semen.
I thought there wasn't any water in semen.
Well, according to Dr. Kevin from work at the oil refinery, there's a ton.
I think we really saved that one. I'm proud of us.
All right, so go. What's your Netflix pearl?
Oh, I forgot to think of one.
Okay. I got another one. I actually just watched this movie today at the oil refinery. I can't let you do this to my listener.
There are no
listeners. I got one left.
No, you don't.
I do.
I did meet a listener.
Yeah, and he knew you, Jander. He'll be on next month.
I think he was just being polite to you.
No. How would he know that you were like the one random friend I have that's not a comic?
Really famous.
I don't think you're... This is America.
Very specific circles.
Yeah. And fans of 1990s random hockey trivias, children of... Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot in there. What was my other one? Oh, I watched another one at work today at the oil refinery.
What?
The Voices with Ryan Reynolds and Anna Kendrick and this hot British chick.
Is that the one where dogs talk to him?
Yeah, he's talking like his dog and his cat.
Movie.
What?
It was a dark comedy. I really wanted to, but I didn't like it.
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was Ryan Reynolds is kind of like... I mean, he's still Ryan Reynolds. It's not like they can be like, oh, here's a fucking loser. But he still kind of plays like a anxiety, awkward, you know, because he's crazy and all that. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a different role for him. And I really like Anna Kendrick in anything. Anything she does is great.
I do really like Anna Kendrick.
She's so hot.
So that movie wasn't good. I don't think.
Did you watch the after credits where they're all singing and dancing and shit?
No.
Yeah, they do like a song.
I love after credit song and dance numbers.
It's Ryan Reynolds like pops on like a 70s leisure suit, and his is blue and everybody else is like orange and yellow combination like somehow, and they're all there. The three kill then his parents, and they all do like this big song and dance number, and it's Anna Kendrick. Like they all have their own solos, and Anna Kendrick does like I don't know 7 words, 8 words. And it's like oh. You beautiful, angel-voiced goddess, you.
Sounds wonderful.
It is. You didn't like the movie, though?
I didn't.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you just didn't.
I don't have to tell you.
I was just asking, just trying to be friendly.
No, really, yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, I watched it once, like, a few years ago, so I don't remember much about it to know the specifics. I just remember not enjoying it.
All right, well, for those of you that might want to give it a shot, Ryan Reynolds plays a dude who just got out of a crazy house and works, you know, just works at, like, a factory, and he has a crush on... a British chick in another department, and when she stands him up, things start to go awry. He's talking to his dog, his dog is Bosco, and his cat's Mr. Whiskers. And the cat is fucking Scottish, which I thought was an interesting choice. But yeah, I thought it was a good movie. It's fun. It's a really dark comedy. Like, there's no, like, you're not going to get an uplifted feeling watching it. You're going to be like, oh, so that's how that horribleness went down. But I thought it was good. You just didn't like the acting, the writing?
I don't know. I think maybe my expectations for it were too high because I thought it looked really good. Maybe I'll rewatch it again.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I do often need to watch movies more than once.
I realize that a lot of movies that I saw when I was drunk and I thought were just garbage, I'd watch now that I wasn't drinking. I was like, oh. That actually wasn't that bad. I just couldn't follow along because I was hammered.
And like, let's go to prison?
Let's go to prison. We'll be good, drunk, sober.
I have my Netflix,
stoned.
Pearl.
Oh.
I guarantee
Thank
you.
Thank God.
I guarantee you haven't seen it.
I have.
It's called Captain America Civil War.
I hate you so much.
It's about a ragtag group of superheroes.
You have seen me watch this at my home.
I don't know. It's the second one, the third one. It's not Winter Soldier.
Civil War. I don't watch Winter Soldier.
It's really underground.
It's
like it wasn't played in a lot of theaters.
You're absolutely useless.
You had to catch it on demand, I think.
Why are you doing this?
What? I'm trying to participate in the conversation. I'm sorry.
That is not. It's not a pearl. Everybody knows it. Did you enjoy it though? Besides for the fact of Ant-Man.
Yes.
Why do you have such a hard on for Paul Rudd?
How could you not?
Because people like Ryan Reynolds exist and Deadpool?
No, they're garbage compared to Paul Rudd.
Dude.
Absolute
suck
garbage.
My farts.
Paul Rudd can do everything.
Paul Rudd is funny. Ryan Reynolds is funny.
The only thing that Ryan Reynolds has on Paul Rudd is that he's Canadian.
That's the only thing going against him.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a huge mark off.
Clearly not. Like, he's doing okay.
You know, if I do that, you're allowed to talk. And
oh, I made the conscious decision not to talk.
Why are you trying? Why I bring you on here.
I was going to say something. I was just like, nope.
I bring you on here as a friend, as a guest. And this, why do you behave in such a manner, sir?
It amuses me. It's the best I got.
Huh?
It's the best I got. It amuses me. I'm a giant man child.
For funsies. That's why I do 90% of the shit that I do.
Yeah, we can tell. No one's ever looked at you and been like, you know what? He's clearly thinking this thing out.
That's a responsible forward thinker.
He's clearly several steps ahead of the rest of us.
Yeah, he has a plan for this life, and he's going to accomplish it.
And it's the apocalypse.
It is. That's kind of like my whole, I'm banking on the apocalypse right now. My retirement plan, everything, 401k.
You're just not paying credit cards off.
No.
In hopes.
I'm not doing my taxes this year.
The apocalypse race. I'm never doing my taxes again. I don't even care if the IRS is listening. I'm never, ever filing my taxes again.
I might file next year and then just be like, look, I think I owe you guys some money. Just take it out of this. I don't care. I'm just going to take my taxes in somewhere next year, I think.
No, don't do them at all. This is how the revolution starts. You wanted to start a revolution? Let's fucking do it.
I did want to start a revolution. Now. All right. So what else do we got to do? So we're not
paying taxes.
Not paying. That's A number one.
Not paying taxes.
No taxes.
We should probably get a Fight Club. No, not a Fight Club situation.
Well, I mean, okay.
That's already someone else's apocalypse.
Yeah. If you can't start, or if you can't talk about something, how are you gonna? Because we got to recruit. We can't have a two-person revolution. That's just two crazy fuckers.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
That's just too.
I don't think I want to be part of your revolution.
Well, wait, you don't want to recruit. You want to try to do this solo, me and you, take on the world.
Well, no, but I don't think I want to start a revolution with someone who's just a negative Nancy.
Oh, I'm not a negative Nancy. I'm a realistic Ron. We need.
Sounds like the worst porn name ever.
Okay. Realistic Ron.
Who's fucking me tonight? Realistic Ron's fucking you tonight. Guy, and it's going to be average.
Guy comes in with a bit of a beer belly, already a little out of breath, 5-inch dick.
Wait, that's not big?
It's average. Isn't it like 5, 5.5, something like that? Or is that just what guys at 6 inches tell the world?
I think so. like if you count foreskin, I'm at like 6.5.
That's a lot of foreskin.
Yeah.
That's a it's solid like half, inch of foreskin. Yeah.
No, I'm like half foreskin.
Half.
It's like a oversized wizard sleeve down there.
Just, is your dick up this skin sleeve somewhere?
I'm just kidding. I do not have foreskin. I used to make a joke. I used to tell people that I had 5 skin. Like the forehead joke?
Yeah.
More like a 5. I'd be like, 4 skin? More like 5 skin.
His tumor's so big, it's a 3-mer.
Yeah.
So bad. I can't verify this, but one of my friends in high school was arguing with this chick that he'd slept with, and she's like, whatever, that's why your dick looks weird. And like, in front of a bunch of us, like very loudly, and he said something about his foreskin and then called her a dumb bitch. So, like, all of a sudden, like, all of the male friends who, you know, hadn't seen each other's penises in high school were just like, wait a minute, what does he mean? It's foreskin. So I know one of my
Americans
friends...
Americans are fascinated by foreskin. I actually did have foreskin up until, like, 5 years ago.
So you really did get an adult... Because you read that poem last time.
Yeah, no, that was completely autobiographical.
Oh, goodness. What did you do with
it? But, yeah, no, Americans are, like, fascinated by foreskin.
I wasn't fascinated enough to see...
No, like, I didn't, like, show it to everyone, but they were like, oh, my God, that's so weird.
It is. It's
like,
just,
no one, yeah.
You chop the extra penis skin off.
I think it's weird that people do it. I think it's weird that it's normal practice.
I mean, okay, now that you've had both at an adult age and you've had long enough. Yeah, this is, I can't believe I'm going to say this. We need to talk about your wiener for the next 20 minutes.
I love talking about my penis. I really do.
See, I didn't know that, like, that was a true story.
I got phimosis.
What is that?
If you listen to my poem, you would know.
I was high?
It is clearly explained in the third stanza.
Of your dick poem.
of the poem. About
did you
my
do your all the stanzas? I thought you only did part of it.
What?
I remember you saying, just tell me again, what is Formosa?
Formosa is a low-budget Italian restaurant.
All right.
Phimosis. It's a serious medical condition.
Of the dick skin. All right, tell me about your dick skin serious condition.
It's where that several things can cause it, so I don't know why it happened, but it's where the foreskin tightens up to the point where it's tough to get for the dickhead to poke out. And it finally, like, I had ignored it for a while, and so... Usually you can, like, stretch it back into, like, normalcy. But so I had let scar tissue form. And so they had to cut off the tip of my foreskin. But since I was old, we'll just now close the door, by the way. The door has been open the entire time until I started talking about my penis.
Yeah, well, I kind of want to run, but I'm also kind of fascinated.
And so the only solution was to get an adult circumcision. And since I'm not a child, they couldn't do it fully. And so,
you still have half your foreskin. So you have like a two skin.
Yeah. The way that I have like a write up about it, and the way that it's like a mock neck, a turtleneck, and like a V neck. I used to have a turtleneck. You have a V neck, and now I have a mock neck.
Oh my! All right. So, were you happier?
I had dick stitches.
Whoa!
That's the main thing. You just take. I had stitches in my penis.
That's like not okay. Like, how did you survive?
Lots of painkillers, lots of weed. God, I have a lap dog, which made it, like, way worse.
Oh, my God, Bacon would have got punched
in
the face.
And I went back, like, I took, like, 2 days off work. And I still
just
had,
two?
Yeah, I still had, like, it was, like, it's like an In-N-Out procedure. Like, it was, like, a factory. It was creepy.
I have stitches on my dick. I'm taking the week.
They were just like, oh, sorry, we have to wait a few minutes for your circumcision. The doctor took a long. It was like a factory of just penis cutters. Just like I was just in and out. And yeah, so I
like an old Warner Brothers assembly line, just a bunch of dudes with their dicks on a conveyor belt.
it was like that old like the I Love Lucy scene where they're trying to like box all the chocolates. And they're
dicks are
the
stacking up.
Belt.
They're sticking forth discarded foreskins in their mouth.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah.
But I had stitches around the head of my penis. And like I went to work like 2 days later. I left early because like the stitches kept getting like caught in my pants. And then so I'd just be like working up a donor and I'd just like twinge a little bit and they'd be like, what just happened? Like my dick got caught in my pants. They're like, that doesn't hurt that much. Like, you don't know what my dick looks like right now.
My dick looked like Frankenstein.
It looked like it was like when I first got it was like swollen and mangled, so it looked like a twice baked potato.
Oh,
but because it was
potato
like
potato dick,
but it was like stitched together, so it was like a twice baked potato made out of like the discarded remnants of other twice baked potatoes.
Your new nickname at work is Frankentater Dick, because your dick is a Franken potato.
I mean, not anymore.
Well, it was, and that's what I'm going to call you at work. So tomorrow I'll be like, hey, Franken. I'm just going to go with Franken Dick.
And do you want to know how they get stitches off of your penis?
Tell me that the head nurse bites them off.
Nope. You just pop boners until they go away.
No.
So every time I would like wake up with morning wood, it would. I would just hear like a ping.
That's like your alarm clock.
And then a staple would come
like
out.
Like your dicks are...
It was a very weird time in my life. And I had like a roommate at the time who'd like pick me up from dick surgery and like had to like be around me while my dick was recovering. Like it was very weird.
Did you ever just like look over and be like, dude?
But it was great for me because I loved talking about my foreskin.
That's so weird. Like,
because I like weirding people out. And then now I have like an even better story to weird them out because I have like a weird penis.
Wait, how would you just work foreskin in the conversation?
I wouldn't. I would just say it.
Yeah, so the other day I'm looking at the Dow Jones. Like, foreskin. Did you just say foreskin, Kevin?
Usually my friends would bring it up because they thought it was funny to hear me talk about it in front of like strange women. Which I did because it was awesome.
Like, but. Hey, bro, we'll get Kevin to start talking about his dick. There's no way the girls will bang him, and more of a chance for us,
yeah,
bro.
That was probably their plan. Like, I had one friend who would just yell out, foreskin, more like five skin. I'd be like, that's me. I got a weird dick. I did hook up with one chick because she wanted to see what it looked like.
Really? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I'll fuck that.
She jerked me off in my office.
Nice. Is that when you quit your job? You're just like, this is getting too awesome for me.
It was after hours.
So? I want to get jerked off in our old boss's office at the refinery.
We can make that happen.
Aw, Kevin. I'm not going to have to jerk you off too, am I?
No, you were just jerking me off.
Oh, no, I said I wanted to get jerked off.
It was a honey trap, a honey dick. You're getting honey dicked.
Honey dicked me?
Literally. I'm literally going to use honey.
We'll do the Dutch rudder.
What's that?
That's where I hold my dick, you hold your dick, and then with my free hand, I grab your arm holding your dick, your free hand grabs my arm holding my dick, we move each other's arms.
I feel like it would be way easier to just jerk off in front of each other.
Yeah, but, I mean, then that's just gay.
I mean, if I wanted to work hard, I'd have sex with a woman.
Jesus, that does sound like a lot of work.
Jerk off with a dude in an office building.
Can we just do that for my last day?
No.
With the door open. Just sit in the chairs.
You should wear a onesie on your last day.
Oh,
a baby onesie.
If they have pajamas. Not like, literally a onesie that a baby would wear like that size, just stretched.
Have you ever seen the baby fetish people?
Like not in real life, but I've heard of them.
I've seen like videos of them. But people who adult men who dress up like babies and get like women to take care of them as though they're babies.
Yeah, like the real sex videos. It's always like grandmas and grandpas fucking and then it's babies. And then people fucking dolls.
What's that from?
Real Sex.
Oh, that was weird. That show was weird.
Yeah. Like, it was never, like, I mean, you could watch it for an hour, and you would maybe get, like, 20 minutes of, like, oh, my God, they're so hot.
That was, like, the first porn, like, porn in air quotes that I watched. And it's, like, for a first, like, year of my puberty, I thought that's what, like, porn was. Just like average looking people on sex vacations in Europe.
That's probably why you would have a more fulfilled sex life than me, because I always thought people had to have like weird squiggly heads in order to get off. Heyo!
Is that why you usually put a bag over their head?
Just the plastic one. So, listen, about your dick.
Yes.
Okay, so you got the adult circumcision because your foreskin was tightening around to where you wouldn't have been able to pee out your pee hole.
Yes, I thought it was because my dick was getting too big for the foreskin, but my doctor was like, nope, that's not medically how it works.
Sure.
Also,
are you sure that I'm in my 20s and my dick has it going?
Also, you've been drinking semen for all the wrong reasons.
Ah, you semen drinking son of a bitch.
You semen drinking son of a bitch.
He's done it again. He's drank up all this. No, okay, so... What? Okay, so you're 30. So this happened when you're like 27, 28?
I think so, yeah. I think it was like late 20s. It was definitely after I was 26.
Okay, so enough time has passed where you remember life with a foreskin and you remember life without a foreskin. Aside from being able to yell out at a party about your weird five-skin dick, like, do you miss having a foreskin or are you happier now with nothing? Why?
I wish I took better care of her.
Isn't it more cleaning and shit? Like, aren't you, can't
not
you just...
Not much more. Like, it's not, like, it's not like a fucking jungle down there. Like, you just gotta soap, like, you just soap it up. Like, it's just like cleaning anything. Like, it's just like getting behind your ears. Like, it's not... But that's like
Did you
one
just
of, like,
relate cleaning your dick to cleaning
like,
your
ears?
Like,
I am, like, kind of, like, militantly against circumcision.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't see a point to it.
Yeah, but you don't feel more free?
No, you actually lose sensitivity because of it. All those years of your dickhead scraping against your boxers, that reduces the sensitivity of it.
That's good for me because I come super quick.
But I mean,
like, not super quick. It's like, but
that's my superpower. I learned to manage my orgasms.
I wish I could. I can usually call myself to attention again before I'm ready to come again, so that like my second boner can last longer than it should.
There's just zero. There's no medical reason for it at all.
It's cleaner.
No, it's.
It looks better. Doesn't a bonsai tree look better when it's trimmed?
That's like chopping off your toes because you don't feel like scrubbing between there. It's no. Like cutting off your feet because you're afraid of athlete's foot.
Well, I mean, everybody's done that at least once.
Like, to me, it's just such a silly. And like cleaning it, you just teach your kid to clean his dick. Like, if you're not teaching your kid that already, like.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're not like, you're like, hey, reach up this fucking wizard sleeve, you know. Reach up and snuffle up against his nose.
You pull it back. Like, it pulls back. It's not always in there.
I don't know. I don't have one. The only
you've seen porn. You've seen porn.
Yeah, but, like, even then, like, the dude's, like, got a 12-inch cock fully erect and it still, like, disappeared.
You just thought, like, the head of the dick just stayed in the skin the whole time?
Well, I mean, I knew you could, like, roll it back, but that seems like so much work. Like, they never roll it back just, like, a little bit. It's always, like, two or three, like, runs with the hand.
It rolls. It's not like I'm not unraveling a fire hose.
Like, I didn't.
I mean, as you go in the vagina or butthole or ear or nose or mouth.
How big is this bitch where you're in?
Whatever you're putting your penis in. Like, it naturally gunshot goes, wound? Like, as you're going back and forth. In case anyone knows, I'm miming a penis going into a vagina with my finger and hand right now.
And he's squeezing like, under, yeah, like, to keep
it, like,
the finger there.
Yeah, because it pulls back and forth. Like, it naturally goes in and out of it.
It's just
unless you have phimosis, then it kind of gets stuck in there sometimes.
Is it from fucking dirty women?
Based on the Wikipedia article, like, it can be done, like, by not cleaning it properly. It can be done by dry masturbation or dry sex.
Who the fuck has dry masturbation?
I don't know, but I think it was because of the anal sex that I had once.
No.
I don't think I properly lubricated. That's my theory.
That's more on her. I'm sorry.
It was all over her.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I ran away before I could finish. Did you know that girls fart during anal sex?
I haven't had one fart during anal sex.
Well, apparently the one that I had sex with, it was pretty common.
I mean, I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
I mean, it's like queefing, but
yeah.
It's just farting when it comes out of your butthole.
Yeah, it's just a different name for it. I mean, I can imagine,
but
it is.
Also, shit comes out of there, too, so that's why I ran away.
That's kind of gross. I don't know how true this is. The dude was pretty, he wasn't like...
The guy that you had sex with in his butt?
Well, that guy, too. No, this dude I was talking to, I think before I'd even ever done it, I was bullshitting with this guy, and he was talking about how he had done it, and he's like, dude, I don't... Because I told him to hook up with this chick we work with. He's like, I don't know, man. I think she's too much of a freak for me. I was like, how can you, you know, there's no such thing as too much of a freak. He's like, no, bro, I hooked up with this girl, and, man, she gave me these little beads. I was like, anal beads? Is that a string? And he's like, yeah, man, yeah, she told me to pull them in, and then she'd give me the word, and I'd just pull them out. And I was like, yeah? She didn't tell me not to fucking pull it fast. I pulled it like I was starting a lawnmower, bro. She sprayed shit all over. I was like, ah! He's like, it was one of those, like, cartoons where, like, you could see the outline of him on, like, the wall behind where the shit just sprayed on either side. He's like, yeah, I didn't fucking know. I was, like, having sex and going at it. And she's like, you pull it out. So I thought you were supposed to do it fast. So I just fucking let her rip and she shit Damn. Everywhere.
I literally ran away because of a fart. I probably would have fucking killed myself if I got shit all over me.
Oh, man. One of my other friends, fucking this kid Ocho, said a girl shit on him, too.
You know someone named Ocho?
Well, we gave him the name, yeah. But yeah, we call
You're
him Ocho.
So Mexican.
He's a white kid.
Your essay named
He's
Ocho?
He's super Greek.
No, his name's Ocho.
His No, okay,
Greek.
What?
He's Greek like you're half black.
What? Fuck you.
He just tells people he's Greek.
No, we worked together, and we were at a phone room, and he was leaving a message for somebody, and they obviously only spoke Spanish, so he's trying to leave the phone number, and he's leaving it for him in Spanish. And he's super white, and he was like, okay, it's Ocho, Ocho, Ocho. And we're like, dude, you can't do this in Spanish. She's like, no, it's cool, guys. I'm just leaving a message. It's cool. Okay, Ocho. It's just the way he did it. We just laughed so hard at this whitest of white kids doing it, so we just started calling him Ocho.
So So I don't know. To see what video was playing.
Usher, OMG, featuring Will.i.am. He was not 100% horrible in Wolverine.
Are you talking about Will.i.am?
Will.i.am. He was not the best part of the movie by any stretch of the imagination.
Nothing was the best part of that. Wait, which one was Wolverine?
The first prequel.
The bad one?
I liked them both, but neither one of them.
Was that one?
Yes.
That was the bad one.
Yeah, it wasn't. Neither one of them were great.
Like Will.i.am, if that's any kind of thing. If no one's seen it, it has Will.i.am.
I like the concept of it. See, I just hated what they did with Deadpool so much.
They fixed it, though.
Yeah, 10 years, 15 years later, something like that.
You're so old.
God damn you. Yes, yes, I am. I'm an old, old man.
You're what, like 48?
Something like that. I'm just not even going to correct you anymore.
Well, that's not fun.
I'm just going to get old. And
if you just play along with my nonsense, like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Not speak your gibberish nonsense. See if there's anything left in there. I'm pointing at the...
There's nothing left in the bowl, in the topic bowl, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, the topic bowl, that's what I'm pointing at. Yeah, same here.
There's nothing left in there. Have we been doing this for like 3 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
Stop just agreeing with me. I don't like that.
Well, you know, you've done some things I don't like. Reach under the table.
I've never done anything.
When you reach under the table, pluck my ball hair. You guys didn't hear it, but he did it. I wasn't a huge fan.
How would they hear it?
Boing!
How big is your ball hair?
It's
not a dick stitch.
It's not.
You got testicle stitches?
No, I've never.
Stitchicles?
I did shave my ball hair too short one time, though. And when it started to grow back, you know how, like, when your facial hair and shit grows back and you get them just, like, really short, hard, needle-like hairs?
Yes.
Yeah, it was just a sack full of those just bouncing back in my leg. Dude, it was not cool.
Sounds like a cat's penis.
It was just... there was no blood, but my balls...
You were,
like,
trying hard enough.
I definitely walked around, like, pulling on, like, my boxers and my balls to keep them off my legs because it was just little needles going into my sack all day long for like 2 days.
Should have made like a cradle for him.
Just
pin cushion. Put a pin cushion down there.
Just start wearing a like basketball shorts and put like a half a basketball cut out, like hollowed out over, just like to give my nuts room to like move around solo, float.
That seems impractical.
What if I put them in a bucket of water, of cooling aftershave? Just tie a baggie around my dick.
I've lost interest in this topic now too.
Is it because we're talking about my dick and not your dick?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Get back to talking about your dick.
My dick's the green-eyed monster right now. Is that Envy? He's green-eyed.
Yeah, yeah. Cause one green-eyed.
One green-eyed monster.
One green-eyed monster. I don't, like, I never thought, like, extra skin would be that great, though. And you're saying it was just the bee's knees.
Yeah. It's not like
is it just because he could talk at parties?
Of foreskin. No, I actually didn't even, I never mentioned it to anyone. No one knew about it until college when I just casually mentioned it. And then everyone's like, like the whole part is like, oh my God.
Well, how do you casually mention that?
I don't know. I have weird friends. We're talking about penises.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Or maybe college. Someone I slept with brought it up. I don't know.
Like that's how, like I said, that's how we all found out about my buddy. He was just.
Like, I think it's weird that like it's so common.
I mean, it's a religious thing in this country. At one point, was very Christian, Catholic, something. One of those
I thought
two.
Only the Jews got circumcised.
No.
Pretty sure only the Jews got circumcised.
No, it's in the Bible.
I don't think so.
The Old Testament heavily influenced by the Jewish people. It's Christians.
I don't think it's in there.
It's in there.
Do you want to know why it got so popular?
Because
the guy that invented graham crackers.
What?
Yep. He invented graham crackers because he wanted kids to stop masturbating. And then that didn't work. And so he was like, oh, circumcision will probably work. And then that happened. And now it's what we do.
Nothing.
It's real.
No words that you put together.
It is absolutely real. He was like, kids are masturbating too much. Let's bore them with terrible cereal.
Graham crackers? Graham cracker crunch?
Or the, not graham crackers, the just regular crackers.
Saltines.
Yeah, or, I don't know what the fuck. he invented some kind of fucking cracker to stop kids from masturbating. And it didn't work. And then he's like, oh, let's just start cutting their dicks off. And that didn't work. Because
I can't see how somebody who invents crackers has the ability to control dick mutilation in America. I'm
really?
Not seeing your connection.
Because a reality television star is our president right now.
Touche. Touche.
Alexander Graham Cracker can't influence policy.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah. Pretty much no matter what any American says for any time for over the next probably like he probably pulls 8 years out of this, even if he especially if he doesn't get reelected.
A guy at the oil refinery said something about Trudeau just like jokingly. It was like, oh, did you hear what Trudeau did? I was like, oh, did you hear who you just elected as your fucking president? I was like, not today, sir. Not today.
Dude, not this decade. We can't talk. Dude, we're not. It just, it amazes me that as a country, socially, we had made so much progress. And we had come so far. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, hey, this guy's your president now. Say goodbye to all of that. Say goodbye. Like, every country is going to hate us now, except for Russia. And Russia's not exactly on everybody's fucking
Russia
Christmas
like
list.
Us. Russia just likes that Trump's our president.
Yeah, because they can pull the strings, man.
Yeah. And they're going to take us over.
I think I said it last week on the podcast. The one thing
Let's
I was...
Let's Go to Prison is a great film.
I say that in every podcast. I should just start signing off with Let's Go to Prison. That'll just be like from now on. I'm actually doing that right now. Have you seen Zoolander 2?
No. I didn't like Zoolander 1 that much.
Zoolander 2 had its moments. I'll probably never watch it again.
I saw them on like Saturday Night Live. They did like a guest appearance as the characters, and it just turned me off of like even what little want I had to watch the movie.
It wasn't. I mean, like there were parts that were okay. A lot of stuff that like the whole little thing with Benedict Cumberbatch and the whole like he was this really androgynous. Like, is it a she? Is it a he? Whatever. Shim just married Shermself or something like something that was kind of like, all right, I get what they were doing with that. There was a couple bits that were pretty funny, but for the most part, it was like, I'll probably never watch it again.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't a great movie, but I was at work at the refinery.
Money,
oh, they all make fucking money. Actually, I don't think that one did great. I think that one got pretty slammed.
It's big in China. Chinese people love movies.
They never sleep.
I read a conspiracy that the Chinese people are taking over Hollywood and are trying to use it as a propaganda machine.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I think it was written by someone who was trying to convince people that Russia wasn't taking us over.
Oh, yeah, no, we're...
not Russia, look at the Chinese.
Because what's going to happen is the Chinese... Right now, the Chinese is cool with Russia, and they're cool with America, and they're cool, you know, like how everything's running, but... If
what,
China
what
thinks
is on the computer screen right
just,
now?
Just shush.
What's on the computer screen?
If
right
China
now?
Thinks
what's on the computer
just
screen?
Just
right
stop.
Now? Oh, not if listening. What's on the computer screen right now?
It's my new sign out
song.
I'll
continue being an insolent child.
It's my new sign out song. If China gets
Does it have its own theme song?
Yeah, for the fucking intro song.
I gotta watch that movie again.
David Koechner and whoever his partner was when he was T-Bone and the Naked Trucker.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah, that's David Koechner, Bob Odenkirk had his fingers in that too. But yeah, like him and the Naked Trucker did the theme song.
I love that show.
Dude, you really should give this movie another chance.
I won't.
It's so good. And you're just shitting all you just need to give
good.
It a chance. It's so good.
It's not good. It ruined several people's careers.
It did not ruin anybody's careers.
It tried to.
It uplifted a nation. The minute that this nation can all watch and agree on how wonderful Let's Go to Prison is, the day all of our problems will be solved.
Yeah, by the apocalypse.
You know what? You're wrong, sir. You're just plain wrong. And I'm not giving you another chance to argue anymore. Your mic's turned off. I'm petty. I've done this before. Nobody's surprised by my pettiness.
I understand your decision.
All right, there. I'm turning you back on, though, just for a minute. Anything you want to plug? Any spots coming up?
Yeah,
that you do
I'm
spots.
I'm doing a show in my trailer for my dog, till I die.
18 and up.
You can come check it out. No.
Oh,
14 and up.
Oh, that's not
ManfordMunchbox.com, ManfordMunchbox on Twitter. My mic's probably not on, is it?
No, it's on.
Oh, that would have been a great joke.
Goof. Just one more ribbon. No, you're on. So ManfordMunchbox.com, ManfordMunchbox on Twitter. You don't have an Instagram yet, do you?
No, I never will have that or Snapchat.
I don't think I'll do
but
Snapchat.
Go there to read pervert poems and stories about my penis. If you want to know more about my penis.
And apparently now you know it's a true story. ManfordMunchbox.com. It's a true story.
It's a poem and a story.
It's heartwarming, folks. As always, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My mom's favorite podcast on Facebook. Like the page. Yeah, and other than that, you guys know the drill. Call your mama. She worries. She misses you.
There's a place I know. Come along with me.
Just break some laws and you get in free.
Three hots in a cot.
An orange jumpsuit.
Your name's a number.
Night that a who.
Throw out that list of things to do.
State's got plans for you.
Let's go to prison. Now it's corrections officer, not calling guard.
Now won't you kids go play in the yard?
Yeah, walk an earth circle or lift some weights.
Might get lucky, might get some dates.
Ain't talking hoops when I say man on man.
Zone defense, do what you can.
Let's go to prison.
Big house.
Let's go to prison.
Yeah.
Patience.
You will find.
But as long as we're here,
just have a good time.
In Angola, Attica, Sing Sing.
Let's go to prison. Come on now. It's called prison.
Folsom.
For a reason. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go to prison.
Let's go to prison. Oh, clang. Clang. I'm innocent. Clang. Your Honor.
Lock it up.
Clang.
Lock it up.
Let's go to prison.